Chapter 3. The sad fact was that Miss Unworthy was in the same state as a schoolboy who, having strained every brain cell to pass a difficult exam and having succeeded, abandons all further academic effort. For Miss Worthy had worked long and hard to bring Lord Andrew up to the mark. She had diligently studied reports of the war and of politics in the newspapers, although she was completely uninterested in either. She had paid several guineas of her pin money to a Latin scholar to write a little Latin poem for her and coach her in pronunciation so that she could startle the handsome lord with her erudition and wit. Although she preferred to wear all the latest extravagances of dress from damped and near-transparent muslin to headdresses of 15 feathers, all dyed different colours, she had, on the advice of a top dressmaker, modified her dress to suit her years and status, although she felt sure it did not become her in the least. But Lord Andrew, she knew, was a martinet with very precise ideas of what ladies should wear and how ladies should behave. She had made a study of him before she had actually been introduced to him. Now the exams were over. She had won her lord. An engagement between two such well-bred members of society was just about as binding as a wedding. Flushed with triumph and being possessed of a good deal of personal vanity, Miss Worthy quite forgot that she had not appeared to be very attractive to men before her engagement, and became convinced she was a diamond of the first water. The weather, which had turned fine just after Miss Mortimer's arrival in town, stayed that way. London was a pretty sight with all the fine clothes and jewellery on.